Almost 30 years after he was kidnapped, Orlando sought a man named Granville Sharp who could assist Equiano's quest to stop the slave trade. Sharp encouraged Equiano to account for his personal experiences as a slave. Equiano made many speeches to discourage the purchase and use of products in which slavery was involved. He appealed for others to join him in his campaign towards an anti-slavery movement. Supported by many abolitionists, Equiano went on to write an autobiography based on his experience of being a slave. He entitled his autobiography, The Interesting Narrative of the Life of Orlando Equiano or Gustavus Vassar, the African. This autobiography stimulated an anti-slavery movement throughout Britain. His book's descriptions on the unfairness, cruelty, and inhumanity of slavery were widely read throughout Britain. Equiano's journey as a slave eventually took him to London, where he established himself. His marriage to an English woman named Susanna Cullen sparked controversy, which suggested the marriage was only to show a commercial union between Africa and Britain, as well as supporting his book. He travelled to promote his book and raise awareness for his campaign. Equiano made a lasting contribution to the abolition of the slave trade, with his autobiography being the main contributing factor. The book spoke up for many helpless and enslaved Africans. The book also led him to become a leading abolitionist, and this impacted his work and family life. As more people joined his campaign and bought his book, Equiano became wealthy. He was then able to financially stabilize himself. With his hard-earned money, he worked to improve America's conditions.